It's music meets the mob in the dirty business of dreams. It is Bang the Burt Burns Story, and on the phone with me right now is Brett Burns. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, thank you so much for being with me this morning. I didn't want to pass up this opportunity because I'm a student of 60s music, and I can't tell you, one of my first songs I ever got was a Neil Diamond on Bang Records, which your dad started so many years ago.
That's right, the Bang Records and Shout Records. I mean, this extraordinary legacy. The songwriter and a record producer and a label chief, and we had to dig it up like an archaeological dig and tell it in every medium in order to get him recognized for his place in rock and roll history. And now he's there in Ohio forever in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's just dream come true.
Well, and I think even if he had never made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he would have been in Ohio's Hall of Fame with the song Hang On Sloopy, which is our state song and will never go away. And what did he have to do with Hang On Sloopy?
Well, he wrote Hang On Sloopy as My Girl Sloopy originally with the Vibrations on Atlantic Records, and then when he started Bang Records, his colleagues, Bob Feldman, Richard Goddard, and Jerry Goldstein, who discovered the McCoys, brought Hang On Sloopy back as the only number one record my dad ever had was Hang On Sloopy with the McCoys. That was the only number one of all the hits that he had.
No kidding. Well, I was looking at his list of songs, Twist and Shout, which is another classic in the annals of rock and roll history. Brown Eyed Girl, he wrote that as well? Or did he produce that?
Yeah, he produced Brown Eyed Girl. He wrote Twist and Shout, of course. And, he wrote about a dozen rock and roll standards, from Peace of My Heart and Cry Baby, both of which were covered by Janis Joplin, to songs like Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. They were covered by, everybody from the Rolling Stones to the Blues Brothers. But then he was also a producer who made records like Under the Boardwalk with the Drifters and, of course, Brown Eyed Girl with Van Morrison. So, there wasn't really anything he didn't do in music in that 7-year run that he had.
Well, and I think a lot of folks will be interested to know about Jimmy Page. I thought it was Robert Plant, but it was actually Jimmy Page was a session guitarist for your dad, right?
Yeah, my dad discovered him when he went over to England and started working with Decca Records, and he was producing Van Morrison's first records with his band Them, and there was Jimmy Page. My dad just fell in love with this young teenage guitarist and used him on all those early sessions and brought him to New York, and he lived with us when I was a baby for 6 weeks in the penthouse in New York City while my father was trying to find him work as a studio musician, and it didn't work out, and so my dad sends him back to England, and when my father died that next year, and Led Zeppelin formed right after that, they recorded a song called Tribute to Burt Burns on Led Zeppelin 1, and it was really a Solomon Burke song, Cry Baby Come On Home, but that song didn't make it on Led Zeppelin 1 and became sort of a bootlegger's favorite for many decades, and then finally it came out on the box set in 1993, but the Jimmy Page part of the story is really one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, well, it's now one of my personal favorites. Well, I know that you are out talking about Bang the Burt Burns Story, which is now out on DVD. Tell me the story, because this is a rock and roll documentary that Steve Van Zandt is actually the narrator, right?
That's right. So when I started shooting interviews about a decade ago, knowing that my father's colleagues were moving on in years and that I was beginning to lose them, so knowing nothing about filmmaking, I just started getting interviews, and then I started to learn to edit, and I made a rough cut, and before I knew it, I had some of the greatest legends of rock and roll telling my dad's story, and I brought on a brilliant filmmaker who became co-director, Bob Sarles, and he took my film and just made it into a movie, and then we've been on this extraordinary 2-year run. Along the way, Bob said, we got to get narrator, and the first choice was Steven Van Zandt because he's, the ultimate sort of rock and roll historian, and he also has a lot of that kind of same character as my dad, and he brings a little of that Silvio Dante into the narration. It's really fantastic, but it's been an enormous 2 years of film festivals and a U.S. theatrical release that got us 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Apple Music released it exclusively digitally, and now with the DVD and an hour of interview outtakes and extras and things like that, I think we're finally able to give the film to you know, to our audience of baby boomers who want a DVD. And so, yeah, it's really a...
Yeah, this is amazing stuff. And just for the record, you have over an hour of bonus interviews, with which includes Paul McCartney, Keith Richards, Sissy Houston, Benny King, Van Morrison, all these folks talking about your dad.
It's an amazing moment. You know, it's been kind of going on now for a few years. When my there was a book that came out, first, and then a musical off Broadway that's going to Broadway. But this film really, everybody we asked, except for maybe one or two people, we really batted almost 1,000 in terms of getting everybody we wanted into the film. Neil Diamond didn't give us an interview, which
kind of stuns me. Why would Neil Diamond not be on this? It got him his start, right?
My dad gave him his start in Bang Records, and all those early Neil Diamond hits like Solitary Man and Cherry Cherry and Kentucky Woman were on my dad's Bang Records label. But, as we tell in the film, things went from good to bad very quickly. And, as my dad was one of the most mobbed up guys in the history of the record business, and Neil Diamond, I think, was one of the people who found out, the hard way how mobbed up my dad really was.
Mm. All right. Well, all of that in the DVD. Where can folks find this?
So right now, the film is the DVD is on Bang, the Burt Burns Story.com, and shortly thereafter it'll be on Amazon and other retail. But right now, it's exclusively on the website, and it's also on Apple Music and iTunes if that's the way that people want to watch the film. But the DVD right now is on the Bang, the Burt Burns Story.com website.
Well, first of all, Brett, or last of all, I should say, Brett, thank you so much for taking time to promote this and let me hear about this. And all of our listeners here at WHBC, I'll have this up on my blog. We'll have all the links and everything for everyone else, and they can check it all out. And what a fascinating story. I love these backstories in rock and roll history. And your dad was more than a footnote. He was a legend and unfortunately died well before his time. When was it, 1968, 67?
Yeah, December 30th, 1967, 50 years ago, just this last December 30th.
All right. Well, Brett, well, thank you so much, and I'm glad you're keeping your dad's legacy alive. It's great.
Well, thank you, Gary, for shining a light like this morning. We just Ohio loves Burt Burns, and we love Ohio, and this is just great, so thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to get Hang On Sloopy on in a few minutes, just for the heck of it. After we get out of our – we got a blues guitarist who's going to be another legend, I believe, and down the road coming up next on the show. Thank you so much, Brett. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much.